There are things man was not meant to know. But that doesn't mean that they don't know us. When you stare off into space and it blinks back at you. When the creature under your bed calls some friends over for dinner. When your very sanity is hanging by a thread. There is one place you can turn to.
Lovecraft's Detective Agency, if you're sane enough to ask, you probably don't need our help. Do we do aliens? It's a rather loaded question. Yes, I see. Forgive me for asking, but I have been burned by this nomenclature issue before. You are speaking of aliens in the sense of out of this world, not merely out of this country, yes? All right, that's a step in the right direction, but to further define the scope of this problem, are they extraterrestrial or extra-dimensional in nature? Of course, you were hoping I could tell you that. Well, listen, I specialize in unknowable and unspeakable horrors. In this case, I suspect there is a difference between unknown by you and unknowable. Similarly, the fact that your vocal cords cannot mimic their language is more of a pronunciation issue than to say they are actually unspeakable. No, I don't mean to be pedantic. It just comes naturally. Now, there's no need for that tone. I didn't say I wouldn't help, but I think I'll need to make a preliminary visit to see if this is the sort of thing I can assist with. Are you looking at my website by any chance? All right, since this is just a preliminary visit, take, let's say, 15% off the rates listed there? Oh, you hadn't looked at my rate sheet yet. I quite understand. If it is of any comfort, that particular horror is both knowable and... Hello? They hung up.
Since the topic of your fees have come up, we have a little bit of a problem.
The books don't balance?
Balance what?
Our conversation has developed a loose connection, I think.
You said the books don't balance. What are they supposed to balance? If I stack this peppermill on this side and this antique brass knife on the other...
Then the book will disintegrate into a fine green mist and reform slowly over the next full moon. Yes, Gladys, that's all as it should be. The books in question are not ancient tomes, but rather the entries into the financial records. Those are colloquially referred to as books. And balance, in this case, refers to the equilibrium that the notations of incoming funds should be at least equal to those indicating expenditure.
Oh.
Banal use of two potentially dangerous words, I grant you. And since I doubt I will fare any better with the question, are we in the red or in the black?
Ooh, ask it. Those are my favorite colors.
Gladys.
At least in this dimension.
No, my dear. Let me return us to the unambiguous for the present. What is the nature of the financial difficulty we seem to face?
I am not able to cash Mr. Smith's check.
This is one of the Mr. Smiths we name as such because the real name might tear a hole in the fabric of reality?
Yes. The one with the purple hat who smelled like pepperoni and grass clippings.
Yes. Is this an issue of insufficient funds for the check?
Not really sure. I never seem to get that far. The teller looks at the check, examines the signature, and then their eyes sort of start to melt. It's been 4 tellers so far. It's really unprofessional. I think we should change banks.
Yes, well, I think they might agree. Take the smoked glass with you next time you go to the bank, and if Mr. Smith returns for another case, remind me that we'll have to insist on a cash payment. Were you expecting a client today?
Nope.
Well then, this shall be a surprise to both of us. How portentous.
Is portentous the optimistic way of saying ominous?
I refuse to answer on the grounds that you're probably right. Open the door, if you please, my dear.
Come in, please.
Good morning. My name is Mordecai Lovecraft, and this is my assistant.
Mr. Lovecraft, you've got to help me.
Gladys, this matter obviously has some sense of urgency, so I'll let you get right to it. Please remember, however, I deal exclusively with unknowable and unspeakable horrors. Does your problem fall into one or both of these categories?
I'm not sure.
That's actually a promising start. Please continue, Mr...
Truskowski. Algernon Truskowski.
Wow, if that's your name and you can't say what's going on, it must be unspeakable.
I think I'm cursed.
Oh, it's not that bad a name.
Gladys, let Mr. Truskowski continue. Why do you think you're cursed?
I keep hearing voices.
I believe that's called schizophrenia.
Except other people can hear them, too.
Then isn't that just called hearing?
But the voices come from nowhere, and the language is all mixed up. I mean, one person in the room hears it in English, but somebody else swears it's Japanese.
Despite the language, is the message always the same?
When there is a message, about half the time, people tell me they just hear a collection of words.
People tell you? Mr. Truskowski, I take it you are not hearing the same thing as those around you?
No, sir.
And what do you hear, exactly?
My late wife. She keeps asking me for a piece of bread and a paintbrush.
The voice of your late wife asks you for a piece of bread and a paintbrush.
Yes. And you want to know the weird part?
If your dead wife's voice speaking to you is not the weird part, then yes, I absolutely do want to know what that is.
She never knew how to paint, and she was allergic to wheat.
Mr. Truskowski, I don't believe your experience is at all unspeakable. Based on the multiple language issue, it appears to be polyspeakable, if anything. As for unknowable, my guess is that this is more of a mystery. Mysteries are meant to be solved and are therefore knowable, at least theoretically. No, your case is neither unknowable nor unspeakable. I would have to categorize it as simply weird.
So you won't help me?
Actually, Mr. Truskowski, today is your lucky day. As I say, I deal exclusively in the unknowable and the unspeakable. As with most rules, however, exceptions are possible. Your case falls into one of my standing exceptions to this hard and fast rule.
What exception is that?
It's weird enough to make him curious.
Mr. Lovecraft, Miss, Gladys, this is my daughter, Calpurnia.
Good afternoon, Miss Truskowski.
I actually go by my late husband's name, Mrs. Fritz, but Calpurnia is fine.
You are both a widow and the daughter of a widower?
Yes. Is that important?
Possibly. Without knowing precisely what's going on, I really couldn't say. Still, it is a coincidence. Coincidences are rarely irrelevant.
Unless they are.
Unless they are, exactly.
Exactly what?
Precisely.
Precisely what?
Now you're getting it. So, Calpurnia, have you heard the voices?
6 times now, but it's not voices, at least not for me. It's always the same voice.
Your husband's voice?
I think so, yes. It's been quite a few years since he passed away. Memories fade, and besides, I'm so busy telling myself that it can't be him. Do you follow me?
I at least understand why you're hesitant to commit to an answer.
That's very empathetic of you, Mordecai, I assume.
Thank you, my dear. Now, Calpurnia, did your husband and your mother die in similar circumstances?
My mother?
He probably means your stepmother. You see, Mr. Lovecraft, Calpurnia's mother, Isadora, passed away almost 15 years ago. She is not the voice I am hearing. I remarried recently, and my wife, Rose, died a little less than a year ago. It is her voice I hear.
Any similarities in the deaths?
They both died in their sleep, sudden asphyxia. They stopped breathing for some reason.
You didn't think that unusual?
With Seth, Calpurnia's husband, it was just one of those medical oddities. Just a tragic reminder that life is fragile, and sometimes there aren't any answers.
And when Rose passed on?
I looked for a common cause. I mean, of course I did. But you have to understand, Mr. Lovecraft, there wasn't anything. Seth and Calpurnia were living with me at the time, but that wasn't even in the same house. And before you ask, it wasn't the same bed, the same sheets, the same pillow, anything.
Nothing was the same in the two rooms? Nothing at all? Lampshades, paintings on the wall?
I don't know. Maybe? I didn't exactly keep an inventory, you know.
Fair enough. It's a detail I'd like to look into eventually.
Eventually?
I'm not quite sure that I can make any specific plans for dealing with the situation until I hear the voices in question for myself.
Well, Mr. Lovecraft, I don't know what to tell you. They don't exactly appear on demand, you know?
Perhaps they do, Mr. Truskowski. But first we need to know how to make those demands. I know someone who might be able to do just that. Gladys, would you call Beth Page, please?
You want to bring in Madame Zostara?
Exactly. I couldn't remember a stage name for some reason.
I'm frankly impressed you remembered a real name.
Yes.
Is this some kind of medium? You think we've been hearing my late husband's ghost?
Hmm? No, I'm not convinced it's ghosts. It doesn't really fit into any of the classic molds. However, Beth...
Madame Zostara?
Yes, of course. She's more of a psychic amplifier than a medium. In most cases, the results are the same, as she certainly does make it easier for ghosts to manifest themselves around her. Charming girl, really. I simply don't have a reason to work with her often.
Any reason why?
In my particular specialty, the last thing I generally want is for the air to be more filled with psychic energy.
It's sort of like not bringing the grenade launcher when you go to fix the oil refinery.
But you think this is an exception?
Sometimes the grenade launcher is just the tool for the job.
I have absolutely nothing for you, Mr. Lovecraft.
I rather thought as much, Agent Worthington. Sorry if this was a waste of your time, but I did need to check. Thank you for doing this legwork for me.
A negative result didn't take too long to come up with. The wife and the son-in-law were examined by two different medical examiners in two different counties. Neither of them has a criminal record, and I don't see any flags which would have been brought to the Bureau's attention.
And I assume no criminal record for any member of the Truskowski family?
Like I said, nothing at all for you. I even looked a few generations back. The whole family has been model citizens since the great-grandparents came over from Wales.
The Truskowskis came from Wales?
That was the odd bit. Not your level of odd, I admit, but when they came to America, they changed the family name.
They changed it to Truskowski. What had it been before?
Smith. With a Y.
Why indeed?
Clever. Will this case take very long for you, do you think?
No way to tell for certain. But it has the feel of a case which will run into an abrupt ending. Why do you ask?
Just seeing about plans for the weekend. I was looking to see about taking Monday off and making a little trip down to Myrtle Beach. Care to join me?
Is this an acceptable topic during your working hours?
Did I forget to mention I just went on a break? So what do you think?
Oh, dear. I do find our time together to be a joy and a pleasure, of course, but the beach. I don't know. I have a rather intimate knowledge of some of the things which lurk in the depths of the ocean.
I see. Well, would you object to staying firmly on the sand with me as I lay relaxing in my bathing suit?
Myrtle Beach is lovely this time of year. Ah, that's probably my consultant. Goodbye, Janet.
Try not to die or go insane, my darling.
I shall always endeavor to do so.
Mordecai, it's so good to see you again.
Since that thing with the eight heads, if I recall.
I try very hard not to.
My apologies. I did need your psychic boosting to deal with that one.
And when you overloaded the brains, the heads exploded in such a pretty shade of purple.
Hello, Gladys. You're looking...
I'm looking, hmm?
Both of you. Mordecai, have you looked at your aura?
Not of late, no.
Thought I heard the doorbell. Are you the specialist Mr. Lovecraft called in? Miss Page, was it?
Madame Zostara. When I'm working, I am Madame Zostara. I insist on it.
Sorry, no offense meant.
And none taken. But, Mordecai, you really need to look at this man's aura.
Of course I've done that. You mean the area around the mouth?
Is something wrong with my mouth?
It's not the easiest thing to describe, but your mouth does not appear to be entirely under your own control. It's as though something else is putting words in your mouth and has been for some time. I notice the same thing going on with your daughter.
And with you, Mordecai. It's not as old, certainly, but I'm seeing it affecting you as well.
Oh, dear. Well, we can't have that, can we? It seems to have gotten its hooks into you now that I look closer, Beth.
Madame Zostara.
Apologies. I can't seem to keep your stage name on the tip of my tongue.
For Mordecai, that's a pre-existing condition.
I've been here less than 5 minutes, and I am already beyond tired of whatever this thing is. Shall we?
Mr. Truskowski, if you would be so kind as to get Calpurnia?
I'm here. What's going on?
Let's find out, shall we?
Speaker, sayer, teller, tongue, let your tone and pitch be sung. Let your voices raise and say what it is you have to say.
I don't know that all the chanting is really necessary, but I do so love her sense of drama.
Do I tell you how to do your job?
He deals with unspeakable things. How could you?
Hang on.
Are you getting something?
Oh, yes.
Give me a piece of bread and a paintbrush.
That's my wife again.
And with the psychic boost, I believe we're all hearing it.
Dance with the white dog.
All right, now I'm sure that's my husband.
Mein Hut ist klar.
German, yes? My hat is clear. What on earth does it mean?
Jag har en katt.
Ah, Swedish. That takes me back. Though I don't remember where.
Sweden, perhaps?
Maybe, but not the one you're thinking of.
I don't believe this is getting us as far as I'd hoped. All right, we can hear you. Now tell us what you've really got to say.
The girl hates Tin.
Did that help?
Well, the nonsense seems more focused.
These pants eat pears.
Think about what you just said.
I can't find any deeper meaning here. They're sentences, but only just.
I find it very interesting.
This pickle is blue.
Then you shouldn't eat it.
Wait. Say that again. If you understand me at all, say that again.
This pickle is blue.
Mordecai?
Don't say my name. Don't say anyone's name. You, male client of mine. The polysyllabic names. That's something that your family is known for?
Yeah, Granny always said people would remember a name like...
Don't say it! Run! Get out of this house! Get out right now!
Me?
Yes, you! The one person here with a monosyllabic first and last name. Run! Listen to the expert on the unspeakable horrors and run!
Oh, crap.
No, you heard her. I don't know how much you understood, but you heard her. She's working now. When she's working, her name isn't that. It's...
Madame Zastara.
Right. That's the name. Say it. Say it if you can.
Madame Zastara.
Nope, not even close. And by now she's out of earshot. You can't get to her. I think we're safe for the moment.
Can you, I don't know, explain anything? Anything at all?
Not exactly. But to put what I've surmised into a nutshell, this thing eats words.
Oh, okay. You don't see that every day. But that explains a lot.
Can I disagree with that statement, Mr.?
No. Still no names, please. And I know that's difficult for you. That's what this thing has been doing to you all your life. The mark on the aura around your mouth. You nearly always use at least part of the name of the person you're addressing when you talk. Am I wrong in thinking your whole family does that? Has done so since you've been a child?
No, you're not wrong.
It's been doing the same thing to us. Glad... My assistant never calls me by my full name. I'm usually Morty to her, but not in here. For myself, it's rare that I even remember someone's name, but around you two, that doesn't seem to be the case. It wants us to say full names. I don't believe the voices really understand language. That's the reason for the nonsense. But they, or it, what have you, does understand that names have power. Figured that out a long time ago. Sometime after it linked itself with your family would be my guess.
Our family?
Somehow. Someone in your family attracted this thing. Not sure on the details, though. If one of your ancestors traded away part of their soul for the ability to sway crowds with their voice, that would do it. It's been with you ever since. And sometime after that, it learned the power of names. If it can say your name, it can control you further. It doesn't have to simply feed on your words. It can take your voice, your very breath, and add it to its own.
Then how are any of us alive?
Because you got the one with the stutter.
Sounds unbelievable, I grant you, but not really any more unbelievable when you think about it. For whatever reason, there's a great deal of difficulty with more than one syllable at a time. One of your ancestors must have figured that out. That's why your family changed their name a few generations back. The long names are a defense you've developed. I'm fairly certain your wife did not take your last name before she died.
No, she never did.
So we're cursed? Like forever? There's no way out? Nothing we can do?
Dear lady, I charge an excruciating fee for my services, and I am not likely to simply diagnose your difficulty and walk away.
Then you can help us?
I cannot, but she can.
What do you want me to do?
I would like you to imagine a blue sky over Montana.
A blue sky over Montana.
No need to worry. Just some post-hypnotic suggestion. Now, dear girl, please go into the other room and make sure that all the doors and windows are closed. Then I want you to put your fingers in your ears and make sure you can't hear. When you're sure of that, I want you to whisper the name of the thing with the silver eyes that are older than its face. Whisper that name once, but don't listen to yourself. When you've done that, count to five, and then come out of this trance.
I obey.
What's going on?
I told you this thing eats words. We're going to give it a poisoned one. Everyone, start whistling, humming, whatever you must do to be sure you don't hear what she's about to say. Congratulations. You are now curse-free.
Morty, I feel really hungry right now.
I am unsurprised. Let me take you to lunch. Mr. Rustinkowski?
Truskowski.
And we can consider that more evidence that this exercise worked. In any case, this meal is really a business expense, so please don't be surprised to see it on your bill. We shall take our leave now. I wish you both all the best. Whatever your names were.
You have been listening to the Lovecraft's Detective Agency, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Mordecai was Andrew Dell. Gladys was Liz Music. Algernon was Rick Tennant. Calpurnia was Rebecca Scheimer. Beth was Andy Gastengi. Janet was Brianna Kubi. Creepy voices were Aaron Manka-White, Adam Gastengi, Dana Bonner Andreessen, and Jill Wenzel. Music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Tune in next time for something even creepier.